for having me. This has been fun. Isn't Fred awesome? Every time I see Fred, I have to smile. I have to smile. Fred, you have joy, and you are a blessing. You are a blessing. You've blessed me, and I know you're a blessing to these students. If you love Fred, could you just let him know? Can I be real tonight? Can I be real? Okay. Honor isn't butt kissing.
Amen.
Brown nosing comes from a wrong motive. Honor comes from a heart to please the Lord. Honor comes from a heart of righteousness, that you honor the Lord, and so you honor what God honors, so you honor each other. The Bible tells us to honor our father and mother. That could be really challenging when your father and mother might be crazy. Real talk. That's challenging when their lives aren't dedicated to the Lord. But despite who your parents are, the Bible teaches us to honor, to show honor, to speak well of. From your heart to show honor. And it's not because they deserve it, but it's because you honor the Lord, so you honor what God tells you to honor. The Bible teaches us to honor our leaders, honor our spiritual leaders. When you honor your spiritual leaders, when you have a heart to receive, what happens is the Bible says the blessing goes to the head first. And then it pours down. So you align yourself to be next in line for spiritual blessings. I want to just take another moment tonight and honor your pastors. On the 6-hour car ride, they talked about you guys the entire time. This person and that one and this name one time and one this and this one's doing awesome and this one's in the leadership internship and this one's doing this and this one's been leading worship for this long and this one and just nonstop mentioning you guys, loving on you. That's not fake. I don't want to dishonor here, but there's a whole lot of senior pastors that don't know the youth's names. It's genuine love. It's genuine love. And it's unfortunately way too rare. So we're going to do an act. Everything's prophetic. And we're going to do an action that will release an atmosphere for God to move in this place. So I want you to stand to your feet real quick. And I want from your heart you to show honor to Pastor Drew and Pastor Tamara. She's up in the balcony chilling. Pastor Drew's in the corner. But as much as you love, whatever you want to say, whatever you want to yell, if you want to clap, whatever you want to do, however you show honor, but I want you to show honor from your heart. Go ahead. I don't know what the person limit on that bridge is, so you might just need to honor like Romeo and Juliet, okay? Okay, now while you're standing up, here's the next thing that we're going to do. I want you to honor one another. And here's what I mean. Everyone, listen. Is I want you to find somebody that you could show honor to. And if that is a compliment, if that's a hug, guys find guys to hug, girls find girls to hug. Okay, if it's something that you've seen this week, if something has stood out to you, if it's a characteristic that stood out to you, but I want you to find somebody and I want you to just go honor them. We're going to take 2 minutes. Go honor them. Come on, honor with your words. Honor with your words. Tell them why you're honoring them. Tell them why. All right, make your way back to your seats.
Georgia, I love you. Love you.
Love you. All right, have a seat. Listen. Everybody have a seat. I just showed you how to grow your youth ministry. Your music's good. Your leaders are cool. Skit was anointed. You're fun guys. You're cool kids. But that won't grow a youth ministry. Imagine if the kids came in for snow cones and they received that. Why are so many of you crying? Why do so many of you feel so good? Walking around seeing all these big smiles. The world is so negative. You're on Facebook and Instagram comparing your outfit, comparing your style, comparing your weight, comparing your coolness, comparing your followers, comparing your friends, right? Come on, be real, right? There was none of that in that. You were just looking for somebody to love on and looking for somebody to honor. And that is how you will multiply your ministry. That is how you're going to grow Sozo. Hear me. I just gave you the strategy. Continue to do your stuff. Continue to social media. Continue to prepare things. When they walk into that atmosphere, that will keep them because they can find it nowhere else.
That's good.
They can't find it at parties. They can't find it at school. They can't find it anywhere. Shayla, if that is the atmosphere every week, the youth church will explode. And the only thing we did was look to honor. If you're on the leadership team of the youth ministry, raise your hand. If you're on the leadership team. Okay, so imagine before service, if the leadership team honored each other and then the entire goal was to honor every student that came through that door. The young people would have to come back because it's the only place they can get that kind of love. Not only that, but when you honor one another as unto the Lord, that's when unity comes to command a blessing. You know, unity is not agreeing all the time, because I don't like the Rams. Ushers, can you handle this guy? But in all honesty, you don't have to agree about everything. You don't have to agree on the song selections. You don't have to agree on who does what or where the sign goes or who knocked it down. Hear me. What you do is you decide that you're going to unify in your hearts despite difference in personalities or difference of opinions for one cause, and that's to champion the kingdom of God in your city and your generation. And when you learn to honor the Lord and how you live a righteous life, and then you begin to honor one another, guys, that is recipe for revival. That is recipe for supernatural growth. Okay, real quick. We're going to recap. I'm going to teach, and then we're going to move into some prophetic ministry. What have you learned so far in the last 2 days? What has stood out? Don't look at your notes to try to come up with something, but just in your heart, what has been the biggest thing that has stood out to you so far? That's why I love for campus, because we have these atmospheres and these things. What is the biggest thing that has stood out to you so far? Starve it to death. That's how you kill the flesh. Flesh is defeatable. It is. What steps stood out to you the most? Talking out loud. Yeah. Isn't it interesting how people rarely do that? You just think. Do you know thinking is not praying? I just saw a politician tweet out, our thoughts go out to the people in Orlando. They don't need your thoughts. Heaven doesn't align with your thoughts. Heaven aligns with prayers. We need to pray. We need to be people that pray. It's good. Anyone else? Yeah, Angel. Creates an appetite. Yeah. Lifestyle fasting. It's challenging. Yeah. It's true. Yeah. It's good. Yeah, it does, Megan. It's true. Listen, if you keep ignoring, he's going to talk to somebody else. I only said that once, and that was just a one-liner. So it's interesting that you picked up. Anybody else? Little man, I see your hand. Not sure? No? Yeah. It's good. It's good. It's awesome. Okay, tonight we're going to transition from hearing to doing. From hearing to doing. Isaac, you could stop playing for a moment. I'm just going to teach for a few moments, and then we're going to go back into a time of worship. Man, I love that last song. What was that Spanish song called?
There's two. Which one? The last one?
The one that Shayla gave you? Man, someone needs to re-record that, the English version, for me. It's awesome. So this morning we talked about how to hear from the Holy Spirit. Now I want to talk just very, very briefly And then we're going to transition into a time of activation, a time of growing in our ability to hear and speak. How many do you feel like God spoke to you during your quiet time by yourself after the first session?
Okay.
Did anyone get nothing at all and you don't mind saying, hey, I didn't get anything? Right? Cool. That's really good. And it's important for you to be honest and raise your hand. And that's not a bad thing. It means you're a really honest person. Okay? So that don't feel negative about it. The key is to ask. Remember I told you a lot of times you don't get stuff when you ask? Okay? So the key is to keep asking. So again, tonight we said, speak, Lord, your servants listen, then closing out prayer. We expect to hear. Okay? So remember, it's on his time, not our time. So don't ever get discouraged that you're not hearing. The only thing that you should be discouraged about is if you don't care. Okay? So transitioning from hearing to doing. A lot of people, there's two portions to this, okay? There's the people that are so afraid to step out and say something because they're afraid about how people are going to respond. And when you're afraid to step out, it usually feels like this. I don't want to look stupid, because no one here wants to look stupid, right? You don't wake up in the morning like, hey, I really want to make a fool of myself today. So it'd be great if I spilled water all over this area, you know? That'd be awesome to be nice. It'd be amazing if I tripped and fell on my face in front of no one wants to be embarrassed, okay? So no one wants to go and tell someone, hey, I feel like the Lord told me this. And they're like, no, what? You're weird. Get away from me. Never talk to me again. Okay? That's an awkward moment. Okay? So the truth, everybody's biggest fear is being wrong. And so afraid of being wrong keeps you from ever stepping out. But I said it this morning, you shouldn't be afraid of being wrong. You should be afraid of not being obedient. Like this girl said, being afraid that if I keep ignoring the voice of God, he's going to speak to someone else. Or like what the Lord spoke to my spirit is, do you want me to talk to you or not? Those are ultimatums. And I'd rather have him talk to me, and I'd rather put myself in positions where I'm chasing ladies on the road. So I look at it as a mathematical equation. Okay? Option one is you really did hear from God. You said something that rocked someone's world, and it's going to bless you and bless them. Option two, you missed it. You're way off and you embarrass yourself. Now, if I'm comparing option one to option two, option one so outweighs the possibility of option two. Do you follow me? But in our minds, we think that option two is such a bigger deal. Option one is a bigger deal. So I would rather be wrong, and there's an opportunity that they know that the God of the universe loves them and is thinking about them, and it could be an amazing thing that happens for them and for you. So don't be afraid of being wrong. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 6, I believe. Again, I don't have a photographic memory, but I think it's 1 Samuel 16, 6. Is that David or Saul? You have it? Yeah, it is right. When they arrived, okay, so this is Samuel. Someone tell me who Samuel is. Hannah's son, okay? This morning he was Hannah's son in 1 Samuel chapter 3. At the end of 1 Samuel chapter 3, he became known as a prophet of the Lord. So now he's a prophet. So this is Samuel. He's not a little boy saying, speak, Lord, your servants listen anymore. He's a bad man. The Bible said none of his words fell to the ground. He was an accurate prophet. The Bible says when he walked into towns, people trembled. They were nervous because the prophet was in town. Okay, it's kind of like when you go to church service and a prophet comes to the service, you're like, Lord, I would write all my sins. Forgive me of all my sins, every one of them, before the service starts, because a true prophet's in town. That's what Samuel was. So 1 Samuel 16, it says, when they arrived, Samuel saw Eliab and thought, surely he's the Lord's anointed. This is what, so remember, God spoke to Samuel and said, go anoint one of Jesse's sons. The kingdom was torn from Saul. Saul disobeyed God. He was afraid of the people. God tore the kingdom from Saul. And now God speaks to Samuel and says, now you're going to go and anoint someone after my own heart. And so Jesse lines up all of his sons. And the Bible says that Samuel, now tell me, who is Samuel again? Prophet, son of Hannah, but the prophet of the Lord. But the prophet of the Lord took one look at Eliab. He saw him and he thought, surely he's the Lord's anointed. Watch this. The prophet saw and thought, but the Lord didn't say. Watch this. If the greatest prophet besides Jesus, whoever walked the face of the earth, missed it, it means we can miss it. So don't be afraid of missing it, because if you're afraid to miss it, it means it's about you, and that's pride. You could always miss it. Want to hear a funny story about when I missed it? So one time I was in a service, and I saw this guy in the back, and I thought he was my friend Billy. And so I just started praying over him and just giving a word, and it wasn't him. It wasn't my friend Billy. He wasn't even there. I was like, oops, missed it. And what that tells me is that I'm human. What it tells me is I'm man. What it tells me is there's still flesh involved. And what it does for me is it makes me chase his voice even harder. But that's not going to cause me to stop prophesying. It's not going to cause me to stop speaking out. It's going to cause me to grow and to learn. So one side of this spectrum is people are so afraid of being wrong that they never step out and they'll never be used by God. Pastor Drew and I have been having an awesome conversation about this. And when God speaks to you, the awkwardness is you don't know what you're saying. You don't know what you're saying. It's awkward. I love this story. When I told it to your pastors driving up, when I was early in stages in my ministry and just started traveling, I was at a service, and there's this big guy. He wasn't as big as Pastor Paul, but he was probably 6'5", bald head, muscles, tattoos, just mean-looking guy. And I kept feeling that draw, that leaning, that there's something there. I just kept feeling it. Remember I told you, hear, you see, you feel? I kept feeling it. And so I went and stood over him, and I just put my hand in his, and what I heard was, I'm going to bring you joy. So I said to him, God's going to bring you joy. And then I heard this phrase, God's going to bring you joy back. So I said, God's going to bring you joy back. And I'm waiting. I'm like, all right, let's give him the word. All right, God, what do you have for him? Come on, knock him down, hit him, get him. Come on, huge things. Talk about his future. Talk about his children. Talk about something cool he's going to do. Nothing. Cricket, cricket, cricket. And I'm standing there, and nothing happens. I'm like, that was stupid. I just moved on. And in my mind, I think I'm telling him, God's going to make you happy. God's going to make you happiness back. I related joy to happiness. And I literally walked away thinking, that was a stupid word. Wow, Landon, you're a real prophet. I got a word. God's going to make everybody happy. Come on, I started thinking to myself. So service goes on, it's over, we get in the car, and the youth pastor afterwards starts hitting me. He's like, bro, you would not believe what you said tonight. I'm like, what? What did I say? He goes, you know when you said that guy, God's going to bring him joy back? I'm like, yeah. And he goes, he's estranged from his wife, Joy. He came here to get her back. So the Lord is speaking through me like a donkey. I have no idea what I'm saying, but watch, I put myself in a position to be awkward and feel dumb, but for God to rock this guy's world. But I don't even realize what I'm saying. Are you following me? So if you try to put you in the equation, it's not going to turn out. That's why you have to be comfortable with just saying the minimum that you hear God saying, or you feel, or you see. So one side is you're too afraid to say anything, and the other side is you use the Lord's name in vain. See, people think using the Lord's name in vain is saying GD. That's not using the Lord's name in vain. Using the Lord's name in vain is accrediting to God saying something he didn't say. So when you say the Lord told me and he didn't, you're using the Lord's name in vain, which is one of the Ten Commandments. So there's two sides of this. One is you're too afraid to say anything. And the other side is God told you everything. God told you which bush to pee in. God told you what cereal to eat. God told you what shoe to put on the same time. God told you, come on, you know what I'm talking about? And this gets dangerous too, because you and I are fallible. And you got to be careful being this familiar with God told me, that it's you telling you things, and now you're using the Lord's name in vain. So you don't want to be fearful, but you don't want to use the Lord's name in vain. So then you got to get somewhere in the middle here of I'm not going to walk in fear, but I'm not going to dishonor the Lord. You know what I tell young prophetic people and young people that are hearing from the Lord? Never say God told me. Ask me why. Because if God told you, they'll know it. You don't have to say it. So sometimes we say God told me to give us a golden star or a confidence, or that other people will think that we really hear from God. Some people say God told me to encourage people to listen to what they're saying. But guess what? If it's God, then they'll know it. For example, Jesus, all throughout Scripture, never went up to someone and be like, hey, God told me you're sleeping around with five guys. Hey, can I get a drink? No, you can't get a drink. You should ask me for living water. Why would I ask you for living water? Aren't there five guys you're at home with? You're a prophet. Listen, when you tell someone a word from God, they'll call you a prophet. You don't have to call yourself one. They'll tell you, how did you know that? That's when you tell them, I feel like the Lord told me. So what you do, watch, is you protect God's name at the risk of yours. So then they come to you, if you're wrong, be like, hey, I felt like I should tell you this. And they're like, that's weird. Why would you say that? I don't know, man. I'm sorry. Just bad pizza. Bad tacos. Had the spicy sauce. Shouldn't have done that. Okay? Do you see what I'm saying? Okay. So if you're taking notes, I want you to write this down. What I encourage everyone to do, this is bold, especially young people. This is what I encourage people that I disciple, especially in the prophetic, to never say God told me. Just say this: I feel, or I feel in my spirit, or I feel in my heart. Hey, I feel in my heart that I was supposed to come and tell you, don't go there tonight. How'd you know? I really feel like it's God speaking to me. And you let them judge. See, what I've seen people do is they try to say, God told me so much that you take the wow factor of God off of it. Do you see what I'm saying? I'll put it like this. You ever see an illusionist on TV? He doesn't tell you, hey, I'm an illusionist and I'm going to trick you and do a trick. He does the trick and people say, how'd you do that? That's the natural response. And so when you have a word from God, you don't have to trumpet it. If you just learn how to say, hey, I feel in my spirit, or I feel in my heart. Hey, can I share something with you I'm just feeling? And then if it bears witness, then watch, God gets all the glory and you can stay humble. Amen. I was around a prophetic guy and I asked him something about the prophetic. He turned to me and said, oh, I could do this all day. I said, whoa, there's a lot of pride in that. There's a whole lot of leaning into a gift. and not leaning into the heart of God. See, we want to be people that love God so much, we never want him to look bad. We'll look bad. And then we're mature enough to know, hey, I'm learning how to walk in this. I'm learning how to hear from God. I'm learning how to step out in faith. And it's just those little baby steps. That's why I was giving you the keys this morning, the tools, the tips of learning what God feels like, what God sounds like. How do I know it's not me? And that will help you just step out. But now that we're talking about stepping out, and tonight we're going to step out and walk into some activation tonight. We're going to be in order and follow instructions. But as we do that tonight, the next step is learning how to be the messenger. And the messenger honors the Lord. Next thing, from hearing, from doing, using the Lord's name in vain. Now, how do we begin to activate once we hear God? This is the next step. Acts 1:4 says this. Acts 1:4, you could write it down in your notes. You don't have to turn there. It says, on one occasion while they were eating with them, he, Jesus, gave them this command. Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. In Acts chapter 1, Jesus had died on the cross and already risen from the grave, risen from the dead. And after he rose from the dead, he gave the disciples a command. Do not go out and do ministry until you receive the gift I've talked to you about, or you've received the Holy Spirit. Then in Acts chapter 2, the following chapter, they're all together and they were there praying. What were they doing? Praying. Leadership of Sozo, I'm telling you, I've felt it the last 2 days. The next transition of ministry is going to come through your prayer meetings. And you need to get together as a team and talk about it, pray about it, submit it to your leadership. But I feel like a night of prayer is going to be what catapults you to the next level. The disciples were in a time of prayer. And the Bible says that the Holy Spirit came and it rested. It filled that place. We call it the day of Pentecost. Tongues of fire came and rested on them. And they began to speak in other tongues. Listen, when they received the power of the Holy Spirit, that is when they begin to walk in a new authority and a new anointing. Tonight, we're going to receive the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus. Jesus is the Son of God. The Trinity is God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's the Spirit of Jesus. When Jesus died on the cross, he rose from the dead. He told us, I'm going to give you a gift. It's the Spirit. This is so important that you understand this. According to the Bible, Jesus is sitting at the right hand of God in heaven. So he's sitting at the right hand of heaven. So who walks with us? Who's our comforter? Who's our advocate? Who is speaking to us when we hear God? And the answer is, it's the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of Jesus is the Holy Spirit. And when you understand that third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, is the one speaking, leading, empowering you. This is what Jesus said, wait, don't do it. Don't step out. Don't go evangelize. Don't go preach until you're walking in this power. Remember, they couldn't cast the demons out of the boy. And I believe it's in Mark 14. That they couldn't cast the demons out of the little boy because they hadn't received the power of the Holy Spirit. But Jesus did because he was full of the Holy Spirit because it was his Spirit. So now in Acts chapter 2, they received the power of the Holy Spirit. And after they received the power of the Holy Spirit, now they're speaking in tongues. They're stepping out. They're prophesying. Now they're walking in the same anointing and the same power as Jesus because they're walking in the Spirit of Jesus. That's why Jesus said, you will do even greater works than me. That's a hard scripture to fathom because how could we do greater things than Jesus? Because we're still walking with his Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit. Let me just give you a little note, a little secret. When you start singing, the reason why I love that song, when you start singing songs that say holy, the presence of God shows up. The reason why is because it's his name, the Holy Spirit. In your prayer time, if you just start out declaring he's holy. When I start out my prayer time, I start declaring, Father, you are holy. You are holy. You are holy. Jesus, you are holy. You are holy. You are holy. Spirit of the living God, you are holy. You are holy. You are holy. I say it three times over each head of the Trinity. And his glory just comes. His presence just comes. My favorite worship songs in the world are the ones that just say, holy. You are holy. Because it's his name. I'll put it like this. If I call your name, if I say, angel, would you come here for a second? Okay. He's moving because I called his name. Do you see what I'm saying? His attention shifted because I personally addressed him. When you were praying and you start declaring he's holy, you are personally addressing the Spirit of God and his attention turns completely towards you. That's when things begin to shift in the atmosphere. That's when things begin to change. Isaac, go ahead and jump on that piano now. So here's what we're going to do. I want to make this very, very, very clear because I think this gets muddied a lot of times. Is receiving the Holy Spirit is not just about speaking in tongues. Speaking tongues is one of the 9 gifts of the Spirit. I believe it's a gift for everybody because if you ask for the greater gifts, you'll receive it. The word says to ask, knock, and seek. Some people chosen to be weirded out or think it's not for them, or if God wanted me to have a gift, he would just give it to me. That's stupid. I didn't say to Heather, hey, if you want to go out with me, if you want to go out with me, let's go out. I said, I want to go out with you. When you desire something, you go after it. So I don't want to wait for a spiritual Christmas for God to hand out a gift. That's why I told you I turned 18. I asked him every day, Lord, I want your gifts, all of them. And I already received the gift of speaking in tongues when I was 12 years old. But I want all of your gifts, not just speaking in tongues. I'll put it like this. Imagine if you had a family member and someone of your friends said, hey, I want you to come over and I want to bless you, but don't bring your stupid sibling or don't bring your stupid parents or don't bring, and they mocked your family member. They mocked an extension of your family. They were rude to them. They dishonored them. How does that sit with you in your heart? It doesn't sit well, does it? So imagine how God feels when the church resists the gift of speaking in tongues or mocks the gift of speaking in tongues. Now, this is so important. We've become unbalanced in this because receiving the power of the Holy Spirit isn't just about speaking in tongues. Yet it's a beautiful part and a part of deliverance. And tonight's not going to be about speaking in tongues, but I want to encourage you, if you want the gift of speaking in tongues, which is just praying a heavenly prayer, it's a heavenly prayer language, it's a beautiful thing of strengthening and delivering and walking in deliverance. Every time I hear God speak to me, In major words, all of the sermons that you listen to on the podcast, they all come from when I'm speaking in tongues. When I get righteousness and deliverance and giants and all of these things, I'm not sitting there, Lord, thank you for this day. Just be. No. I declare he's holy and then I go after it. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Do you know why? Because I'm not smart enough to know what to pray. Because I get tired of praying after 2 minutes and 30 seconds. But I can pray in the Holy Ghost all day. Paul says, pray without ceasing. Listen, I'm not here to talk you into praying in tongues tonight. That's not what this is about. It's one part, but But it's an amazing part. The Lord showed me, I wrote about it in the book, 5 Elements of Deliverance. We did a Shabbat shout last night. But I had a vision. And in my vision, there was this young man that I mentored. Did I tell you guys this yet? Had this young man I mentor who deals with immorality. And in this vision, he had 4 small demons around him. And he started praying in the Holy Ghost. In the vision, as he prayed in the Holy Ghost, I saw this blue dome come over him. And I said, Lord, what is that? And he said, it's the hedge of protection Job talked about. And as he prayed in the Holy Ghost, this blue dome exploded off him and the demons were gone. A few weeks later, a young man who struggles with same-sex attractions called me. He said, Landon, I'm having a hard time. I said, when was the last time you spoke in tongues? He's like, I don't know. I found that people speak in tongues about as much as they floss. And I said, let's pray in the Holy Ghost. He was states away. He's like, I'm driving on the freeway. I said, sweet, pull over, let's pray. And I started praying in the Holy Ghost, and he started praying in the Holy Ghost. And all of a sudden, this beautiful peace came on us. I said, bro, do you feel that? He said, yeah. I said, where's your temptation? He said, I don't feel it. You know what you do? How do you physically respond when demons attack you and tempt you? You pray in the Holy Ghost. Now watch. If you were the devil, wouldn't you want people not to pray in the Holy Ghost so they can't resist temptation? Wouldn't you want them to have some jacked up theology and you can't do it and that's not for me and that I didn't get the gift and that's only for Pastor Drew? And if you were the devil, wouldn't you work hard at manipulating God's people so they didn't receive that power?
Yeah.
So they didn't walk in that deliverance? Now here's the other part of this. There's 9 gifts of the Spirit. Speaking in tongues is an evidence of being baptized in the Holy Spirit. But when the Apostle Paul was baptized in the Holy Spirit, when in Acts chapter 9, when he said, receive the Holy Spirit, the Bible didn't say he spoke in tongues right there and then. But he was the one that wrote on speaking in tongues and gave us the instructions on not forbidding speaking in tongues and making sure when we prophesy in tongues there's an interpreter, making sure there's order in all the different areas. So when you receive the Holy Spirit, listen, you do not have to receive all the gifts right away. Don't let there be pressure on you tonight. Listen, a walk in relationship with God is not pressure. It's an adventure.
Yeah.
Enjoy the journey. I got it at 12 years old. You might get it tonight. You might already have it. But I want you to not only speak in tongues, but I want you to prophesy. I want you to walk in healing. I want you to walk in wisdom. I want you to walk in power. I want all of the gifts, not just that one. Come on, are you here with me?
Amen.
So I don't want you to put weird pressure on yourself that something has to happen. At the same time, let's have faith tonight. Amen. That the same way that power of deliverance came in this place, so will his other gifts. Amen? Stand to your feet all over this place. You put your hands out like this. Go ahead, leave the lights on. Leave the lights on. I like the ambiance, but I want people to be able to see. If you want to, you can get out of your chair. If you feel more comfortable just spreading out, feel free to spread out in the next 20 seconds. If you feel more comfortable out of your chair, if you're a fruit granola, no shoe, if you like hemp necklaces, do you know you can enjoy the presence of God? You can still have personality. You can still have fun. Do you know you don't have to be rigid? You know you don't have to wear little clergy collars and don't say a word, okay, and sit in uncomfortable pews.
Yeah.
Man, your guys' chairs are so comfortable. I didn't want to get up. When it's like time to preach, I'm like, I'm really enjoying sitting here. Just thought I'd throw that in there. Got your hands out like this? Okay, why'd I tell you to put your hands out like this? Receive. Because when someone gives you a gift, you don't receive it like this. Okay? That's praise. This is receiving. Okay. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to pray together. We're going to declare he's holy. And then I'm going to ask the power of the Holy Spirit to come upon you right where you're at. And guess what? You receive the Holy Spirit the same way you receive salvation, by faith.
Amen.
By faith. And then after that, we're just going to have some fun, okay? Okay? Turn to your neighbor and say, relax. Say, chill out. Listen, it doesn't help anybody to make it weird. You hear me? Didn't help anybody to be weird. Okay, got your hands ready to receive? Okay, so let's do this. The Bible says that day and night, angels declare, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty in heaven. Okay, so let's get the Holy Spirit to turn his attention, not towards me, towards you. So why don't you just start declaring he's holy over and over? Come on, start doing it all over this place. Come on, tell him. Tell him. Tell him. Come on, Father, you are holy, you are holy, you are holy.
I want to come.
Jesus, you are holy, you are holy, you are holy. Holy Spirit, you are holy, you are holy, you are holy. Come on, say it over and over and over.
And contemplate.
Now more than say it, now worship with it. Come on, sing it, declare it, you're a holy God. There's no one like you. Come on, now just tell him over and over how much you love him in this place. Out in English, Jesus, tell him, I love you. I love you. I love you so much. I love you, Jesus.
Jesus,
I love you, Father God. I love you, Holy Spirit. Come on, come on, use your words. Use your words. I love
Jesus,
you, Holy Spirit.
Holy,
we love you, Holy Spirit. 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 Come on, come on, with all of your heart, tell him, I love you, I love you, I love you, Holy Spirit. Now I pray right now in Jesus' name, put your hands out to receive. Father, I ask right now in Jesus' mighty name for the power of the Holy Spirit to infill these students. I pray it dwells in them. I pray just like the Apostle Paul, just like the disciples, I pray that Spirit's power come upon them now in Jesus' mighty name. If you want it, just say, I receive it. Every eye close. What did I teach you this morning to hear from God? What do you say? What do you say? Come on, keep your eyes closed. Keep your eyes closed. Don't open your eyes. That's not being spiritual. It's honing in. Speak, Lord. If you want God to speak to you tonight, say it. Your servant's listening. Now say this. Say, speak, Lord. I'm hearing. Speak, Lord. I expect to hear. Speak, Lord. This is fun. Okay, every head bowed, every eye closed. Come on, you don't have to bow your head. Just keep your eyes closed. You can put your head back wherever you want. Okay, I want you to listen. And in this atmosphere, I want you to speak out one word that you hear in your spirit. Don't say it right away. Wait till you hear it at least twice. But when you hear the word, just speak it out loud. One word. Ask the Lord right now. Just whisper it. Ask the Lord to speak to you. Say, give me a word. Hands out. Put your hands up. Whatever you want to do. Whatever you feel comfortable right now. You're just listening. Whatever word you hear, wait till you hear it twice. Just listen, 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 listen. Comes faster than you can think. comes to your spirit, sounds like you, when you hear a word, I just want you to speak it out. As you hear it, say it a little louder, a little bolder. Now when you hear it, I want you to say it loud. Do this. So important. You always want to thank the Lord for speaking to you. So lift your hands and just take 30 seconds and worship and thank Him. Come on, thank Him. Come on, thank Him. Just want to, come on, thank you, thank you. Come on, sing with me, Isaac.
Thank you, we just thank you.
Come on, say it out loud. Thing that we're going to do. We're going to begin to pray and press in, praying in the Holy Spirit. So here's what I want you to do. I'm going to count to three. And if you receive the gift of speaking in tongues, I want you to begin to speak in tongues. Pray in the Holy Ghost. If you haven't, then just tell God, over and over, you love him and then he's holy. Or just say the name Jesus over and over and over and over. But everybody is opening their mouth. Everybody's pressing in. You ready? One, two, three, pray. Stop. Take a breath. Breathe. Now twice as loud. We're going to go again. You pray in the Holy Ghost, pray in the Holy Ghost. If you don't pray in the Holy Ghost yet, then just twice as loud tell him you love him. Say his name, Jesus. Declare his holiness. You ready? Twice as loud. Whatever you're doing, double it. One, two, three, go. Gift of speaking in tongues, but you have not received it yet. You don't have to be ashamed. Don't be weird. If you don't want it, it's cool. If you want it, okay. Here's what I want you to do. Put your hands out. Now, you already asked and believed by faith to receive the Holy Spirit, so you already have the Spirit there. You just need to ask for the gift. So believe in your heart, the same way we ask Jesus to come into our heart, the same way we believe by faith for deliverance. We received it. Same way we receive the Holy Spirit, just ask to receive it. Just thank him for the gift. So if you want it, let's all do this. Say, Lord, I ask you
for the gift
of the Holy Spirit, the evidence of speaking in tongues. I ask for the gift of tongues. Your word says I can ask for it and you'll give generously. So I believe by faith. I receive it by faith now in Jesus' name. Ooh, there's faith in the room. So here's what we're going to do. On the count of three, I want you to shoot your hands up in the air, everyone in this place. And I want you to begin in English to tell them you love them. Say his name, Jesus. Declare he's holy. Those three things. And I want you to do it at the same volume you were doing before. Okay? Everybody in English. You ready? One, two, three, go.
Thank you, Jesus. You're holy.
Come on, tell him. Come on, tell him. We love you. 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 Stop. Because this is not something where you're out of control. You control your mouth. People expect that it's this weird psycho thing that comes upon you and takes over. No. It's a gift that's given to you. You already have it right now. So we're going to do it again. Let's just do it quiet. Ready? Quietly, we're just going to tell God how much we love him. Okay? Everyone use English. How much we love him. Oh, we just thank him for his presence. Jesus, you're awesome. You're beautiful. You come on, just share your heart. One, two, three, go. Jesus, I love you. Come on. We love you, God. We worship you, Father. Jesus, there's no one like you. We love you. You're a holy, 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 holy God. Come on, a few more seconds. You're a holy God. Oh, we love you, God. We worship you. Stop. Okay, now what we're gonna do is I'm gonna count to three. You're gonna shoot your hands up in the air, and you're gonna pray in the Holy Ghost. Every one of you that asked for it, watch. It's by faith. You already have it. You already have it. So here's what I want you to do. Watch. Move your mouth. And let me tell you in advance what the enemy always does. He always says, that's not God. That's just you making up words. Isn't that the same thing he says when God speaks to you? It's the same thing. dumb devil. Okay? So, if I was the enemy, I would do everything I can to talk you out of this gift right here. So on the count of three, you already have it. It's all you need to do is lift your hands, listen, and open your mouth. Holy Spirit, I thank you, you're here. I thank you that gift of tongues is an activation. They already received it. Say, I received it. Now I'm walking in it. In Jesus' name. On the count of three, lift your hands and open your mouth. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Do not hold back. Don't hesitate. Do it in the name of Jesus. One, two, three, go. There you go. Go, go. 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 There you go. Go. Go, go, go. Stop! How cool is that? Hold on, hold on, hold on. It always just bubbles. And there's that hesitation, like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. You don't do anything. You just go. Remember, this is the Holy Spirit's praying through you. Look at the same way you don't talk to yourself to speak out. It's the same thing. You just make yourself available for God to speak to you. But I'm not speaking to myself. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm just letting the Spirit pray through me. Man, I don't know if everyone got it, but everyone that I looked at was praying in the Holy Ghost. I want the young ones to come up. If you're 14 and under, come to the front. I don't want you guys to be lost in the back. 14 and younger. Just hang out right here. No way you're 14. There's no way. Someone check his ID. Dude, you are a monster in a good way. You are 6'1 at 13. He looks like baby Shaq. Hey, do you see what I'm doing? Do you see how we're joking? We could laugh. We could be ourselves. We still have our personality. I didn't want you guys to get lost. How old are you? 11. How old are you? How old are you? 12. How old are you? Okay. I got it when I was 12. And do you know how I got it? This little lady said, hey, put your hands in here. Come on, put your hands in here. Just like this. I put my hand in. And she said, on the count of three, we're all going to just start praying in the Holy Ghost. That's what she said. Just like this. In a fireside room when I was 12 years old. And I said, Lord, I want.